Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to challenge ourselves to actually do and apply something from the Bible to our lives. This week we've been talking about pioneer preaching, how the very first followers of Jesus chose to speak about Jesus when they had the opportunity to address a crowd. We've seen the story of Peter having just healed a man, choosing not to speak about himself or about that man, but about the man who made it all possible, Jesus Christ. Talked about his death in a way that indicted his listeners and told them they were responsible for what had happened to Jesus, but that it had led to some wonderful news indeed. And we're going to look a little bit about what that news was today. I asked you yesterday who Peter was trying to help his crowd to see, if it wasn't himself and it wasn't the man who'd been healed, and it was Jesus who he wanted them to see. He basically wanted to say, look at Jesus. There you will see the source of healing and power that you got a little glimpse of today in the healing of a man, but that is much bigger and much greater than just physical healing, important as that is. He wanted them to look to Jesus to see their ultimate healing, to see that he was actually the one they'd been waiting for, and much bigger and better than they'd even expected. See, the Jewish people had been waiting for a Messiah, also known as the Christ, the anointed one who was basically all their hopes and dreams for themselves wrapped up in one. He would be the righteous king who would lead Israel into a new era of prosperity. He would conquer their military enemies. He would be a godly king who would bring a revival of their faith. He was all of their hopes and dreams wrapped up in one, and they could see signs of this Messiah all through the Old Testament of Scripture. And so they were waiting in anticipation of a Messiah coming. What Peter wants them to see is that he was the one. He intentionally labels him more than once in the book of Acts as the Christ. This is the one. This is the one you've been waiting for. And the ultimate irony is that you killed him. And yet he fulfills all that you were expecting. Peter wants them to know that he brings together all of their history in one person. He kind of walks through some of the most important and archetypal members of their history. Starts with Moses. This was a Moses-like prophet. He was a suffering servant, like the one that is seen in the prophet Isaiah. He was a king in the pattern of David, but far greater and better than David, their greatest king. He was the seed of Abraham. He was the descendant that had been promised to Abraham, who would bless the entire world. Peter was trying to point out that Jesus fulfilled all of their history. He was the culmination of Jewish history all in one person. He was the one they'd been waiting for, and yet they'd killed him. That would have made people squirm. It would have made them uncomfortable. This wasn't news they wanted to hear. But then Peter gives them some comforting news. You were ignorant. Now, how can ignorance be comforting news? How can it be comforting to have somebody tell you, oh, you're just ignorant? Well, he doesn't mean ignorance as an insult. What he's saying is you didn't know what you were doing. You couldn't see it yet. The signs were there, but nobody knew how to interpret them. It almost seems to have been part of the plan. You can actually see it when Jesus was dying on the cross. Some of his final words were, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They were ignorant. Even at that moment, Jesus was forgiving them, the ones who had put him to the death, the Jews, the Romans, humanity as a whole. He forgave the individuals who were involved, and he forgave the whole human race that was involved. They put him to death, but we all as a human race made it necessary by rebelling against God, by falling into temptation, by trying to push God out of our lives. We have all been part of the system in this world controlled by sin that required Jesus to break its power over us. Sin's power was most evident in death, that we ultimately needed to die both physically and spiritually, and so he took on a physical death we all needed to suffer. He took on the spiritual death we all needed to suffer, and by rising again from the dead, he destroyed its power over us forever. You can see it as an object lesson in this man being healed. He'd never walked in his life. Just like we've always dealt with sin in our lives, we've always faced death in our lives. And he destroyed sin's power to make people sick, to make people lame, to make people die. That's what Jesus did. And so when Peter heals a man in the temple, he says, "Don't look at me. Look at Jesus. He's the one who made it possible. He's the one who destroyed sin's power, not just to make people sick, not just to make people lame, but sin's power to make people die forever." In dying for us, Jesus took death's power and he flicked it away and said, "You're done around here." The fact that we human beings all had a part to play in Jesus' death was terrible news, but it led to some great news because it means we can all share in forgiveness from our sin. We can all share in his resurrection from the dead. That's the greatest news ever, because whether it presents in us as illness, as death, or as any other pattern of sin in our lives, our sin needs to get dealt with, and we can't deal with it on our own. We need to look to Jesus for our healing. And that's what Peter says people need to do. If they want to know how this man got healed in the temple, they need to look to Jesus and repent and turn and go a different way. Then they will find healing, they will find forgiveness of their sins, they will find times of refreshing, and they will find a whole new way of life known as the kingdom of God. Those are the three blessings that Peter lists. Repent and be forgiven of your sins. Find times of refreshing, like this man leaping for joy now that he can finally use his legs. And start living for a different way of life, for God's kingdom, instead of the kingdom of this world, with sin and illness and death as part of it. His takeaway message: repent and turn to God, as this man turned to Peter and then to Jesus Christ. Repent, turn, go a different way in life. Move towards God through Jesus rather than away. That's his takeaway message. And he's distilled it down in a way that makes sense to his audience. He's using their language, their heroes, their story. He lets them know that this is great news for them personally. We're called to do the same today. And that's when we come to today's challenge that I want to challenge you to take on in your life today. I want you to find a way today, at work, at home, wherever you are, to point people not to yourself, but to Jesus. Find something in your life that happens today where people ask you about it, where people put you on a pedestal like Peter and they say, "How did that happen? Why did you do that? Why were you so generous? Why were you so caring? Why did you make that decision? Why did you avoid that? Why?" Wait for somebody to ask you a why question today. And instead of pointing to yourself and saying, "Oh, it's because I'm so good. It's because I'm so holy. It's because I go to church." Don't point at you. Find some way to tell them about Jesus. You don't have to harp on it. You don't have to hurt them. You don't have to try to convince them of something. Just point. See where it goes from there. See if they don't ask you some more questions. See if they don't want to explore this Jesus for themselves. And then you can invite them to be part of your life of learning to follow Jesus. Well, that's your challenge for today. Point to Jesus. If you've got a discussion group, I hope you'll share with them your plans for doing this, or if you've already done it, how it went. Hope it leads to a great discussion. And don't forget, we read the Bible in sync as a community, so check our website or app to see what today's Bible reading is. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.